Techonomics on KGO 810. Think of how many passwords you have. Then think of how many devices you come into contact with. Finally, think of all those cyber hacks you've heard about. This week on Techonomics, host Jason Middleton starts with cybersecurity and how it's more than just encryption. It's also about the Internet of Things and even the future of work. Silicon Valley legend Guy Kawasaki also chats about the burning question. Is that MacBook Pro even charging? What's happening at Apple? Then we talk with a startup that is paired with an international refugee organization to help them get people to safety. That same startup works to eliminate bias in the workplace. Finally, fake news. Scourge of social media or the cost of doing business? Politically speaking, Jason talks with a PolitiFact writer about pulling the stubborn weeds that are fake news headlines. All that and a little more on this week's Techonomics, starting now on KGO 810.
You must be raving
mad. We're on the air. Look, what's the idea? Come back here.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Techonomics. I am your host, Jason Middleton. This week in San Francisco, a major internationally known conference is underway. It's called the RSA Conference, and it brings together thought leaders, tech innovations, and what must just be a sick amount of hospitality suites. RSA Security is a United States-based organization that creates encryption, network and computer security products as well. They host the event that's held at the Moscone Center here in downtown SF. To discuss cybersecurity and digital security topics, we brought in the founder and CEO of a lean security system called New Context. I thought we might get in the weeds on end-to-end encryption or deficiencies baked into devices, basically Internet of Things. But our chat got high level pretty quickly. Societal ramifications, machine learning, and even universal paychecks if robots take all of our jobs. Here's our chat, ostensibly about cybersecurity.
My name is Daniel Riedel, and I am the CEO of New Context.
Coming out of CES, I had noticed a lot of new technology that is well connected, including our cars, right? A lot of exposure to what has been called, and never going to go away, the Internet of Things. And from where you sit as a security firm, this must be a bonanza for you. What are you seeing with it comes to just go ahead and stay 30,000 foot view, and then we'll dig deep. What are you seeing?
Absolutely. So what I'm seeing is billions of devices being connected. I'm seeing a lot of passion and energy around what we can do with autonomous systems, and autonomous cars, and autonomous vehicles. And I'm seeing a industry that is growing. You see it with Uber. You see it with Google. You see it with Tesla. And, you know, this passion is wonderful. But one of the things that we have to consider is have all these devices connected. What are they connecting to? What's the information they're sharing? And how are companies protecting this information? You know, we have seen a lot of issues over the last 10 years with certain attacks against Sony, against Yahoo, et cetera, right? And so you have to be, you know, and those are email addresses. And then you have cars here, right? So cars and email addresses are two separate things.
Yes.
But for the most part, a lot of these companies are doing a great job building this technology. And if you look at cars, supposedly, and this is what the way they're supposed to be designed, is the technology is not supposed to affect the actual driving mechanism of the vehicle. Now, that is starting to change a little bit. The self-driving cars, mm-hmm. the updates that come on there, those cars can do that. So I think it's up to both consumers and these companies to keep a watchful eye. For me, what we think about at New Context is how do we implement security as a part of everyone's job, right? So all these engineers who are working on these projects need to be thinking about the broader picture. And so that 30,000 foot view for me is that the innovation is great, but the social responsibility is even greater. We all have to be thinking about, as we build these things, how can we keep people safe and secure?
You mentioned the Yahoo breach. Apparently, they came through a very low barrier to entry, if you will, through a smart toaster. It seems like security would be a selling point or a differentiator moving forward for all of the Internet of Things devices that are coming online that you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, doesn't that also push back early adopters and slow down the market?
Great question. Does security slow down the market?
Mm-hmm.
It does not have to. no matter what we build, cars, any part of infrastructure, right? Mm-hmm. We make sure that that's built properly, or it should be. A car has to be built properly. It goes through all these safety checks, right?
Right.
And so I don't think security is any sort of added burden as a part of that, or cybersecurity should not be that much of an added burden. If you are implementing these things early on, if you're using best practices, if you're, you know, talking to the community and continuing to learn on how you can build these things in a proper way, you should be able to do this without slowing innovation down. So
okay.
I actually don't believe that's a good argument.
I like being called out like that. Let's go back to your origin story. New context. You're the CEO of a lean security firm. First
Correct.
Of all, let's define lean security yes. firm, please, and then tell me how you got into market.
Absolutely. So lean security, this goes back to Toyota Lean Manufacturing. This goes back to lean thinking. Eric Ries, Lean Startup. Lean is not less. Lean is efficient and reducing waste, right? So mm-hmm. lean security is how do we approach security when we build software, when we build infrastructure, and implement it in a non-wasteful way? How do we implement, as I said, I repeat again, how do we implement early?
Mm-hmm.
How do we automate it? How do we make sure that it's auditable? How can we enforce attribution to this environment, right? And so for us, lean security is how do we engineer in a way we're always implementing security no matter what we're doing. For myself, I've been a technologist since I was, when did the Apple II come out? I'm dating myself.
I was an Apple IIs person myself.
So, yeah. Anyways, I've loved technology all my life. I've taken various roles in technology. I've worked at places like Yahoo. I've done work for a variety of companies in Silicon Valley. But I've always cared about privacy, and I've always cared about consumers or people, you know?
Right.
And about 3 years ago, I really felt that we really need to start focusing on infrastructure. We need to start focusing on security. We kind of let the cat out of the bag from a technologist perspective, right? Mm-hmm. So we had all this great innovation. Everything was super connected. And then people took advantage that it was super connected, right? Again, it's just economics, right?
Right?
It's a lot of the cyber maliciousness is out there is simply it is very inexpensive to possibly get large amounts of money in a very incorrect way or in a malicious way, right?
Right, right, yeah.
And so we need to do a better job of making that more expensive. We need to make sure that all of our systems are more secure. And we also need to, even as cyber citizens, realize that we live in this world. Our parents, when we were very young, told us to look both ways before we cross the street, right? We got all of this training when we were young on how to interact with the world.
Yeah,
the cyber world is no different. We can do a lot of stuff from a technology perspective, but humans are still the easiest thing to hack in this entire environment.
So to that point, is it better to bake in security at manufacturing points, or is it better as an applied feature aftermarket?
Please not aftermarket. No, I think security needs to be baked into the engineer while they're going through college. And then they come out of college and they start thinking about security as they do everything. You wouldn't go to an architect and say, oh, well, just make a pretty house and don't worry about the structure and whether it has integrity or if it's going to fall over an earthquake, right? We don't have to make that logical argument.
Right.
Building things online means you need to be thinking about the structure from a security perspective.
The analogy I had in my head was 15 startup Internet of Things companies go out drinking one night and one of them has to get them home. It sounds like that's what you're doing.
That's a very good analogy. Absolutely.
who's
going to be the sober driver in all of this?
Right. I have a last second zeitgeist kind of question for you about AI.
Yeah.
Did artificial intelligence come quicker at us than we anticipated as an industry?
So artificial intelligence is still a very loaded term. I believe the PhDs out there are going to argue that we don't quite have artificial intelligence yet. What we have is very, very, very advanced machine learning that's doing some very interesting things. We do not have sentience yet. I think it is coming a lot faster. I think autonomous cars are coming a lot faster. I think automation's coming a lot faster. And that's going to raise a lot of questions that we're going to have to think of as a society is how do we implement this into how we operate. The automation is going to be great, but we also have to think about how do we implement that into our lives.
You know, 5 years ago, I don't remember ever cogently speaking with a guest about universal wages because of the societal impact or potential societal impact of automation. But I tell you what, it comes up one out of every four now. And that's with VCs, that's with angel investors, that's with CEOs of startups.
UBI is something that we're going to have to take a look at. I am a capitalist. I'm an entrepreneur. I love the world that we're at. Automation is going to change that. So either we're going to have to create more jobs around automation, we're going to have to educate more of our society to learn how to use these tools for their benefit from a capitalist perspective.
That was Daniel Riddell, CEO and founder of lean security firm New Context. His company and dozens of others are gathering at the RSA conference to discuss the state of digital security as it is and where it's headed. We have reference links at facebook.com/techonomicsradio. Later in today's show, we have a chat with a Silicon Valley startup that was not invited to Trump Tower, probably for a reason. Unitive is building ways to help refugees rather than investigate how to ban them. But after this short break, we have a little more of our chat with New Context Daniel Riddell, and that includes a teachable moment. I'm Jason Middleton. This is Techonomics. Please come on back.